Hello, Badger fans, and welcome to another edition of Bucky's Fifth Podcast. As always, Tyler Hunt and Matt Bells here covering everything Wisconsin athletics. On today's show, we've got a little bit of news to talk about around Jonathan Davis and Team USA. We've got a reader question that was submitted to us that I think should be an interesting discussion to add on. And then, similar to the last episode, we talked about Paul Christ in the offense. We're going to focus on the defense to balance it out today, specifically under Jim Leonard, how things have gone under his tenure, where they'll look to be a little bit better this upcoming year, how the recruiting has went on that side of the ball, because essentially with this restructuring of the coaching staff, it really is Paul Christ heading up the offense and basically taking on all of that. And it seems like, you know, Jim Leonard taking in the defense, and those two kind of trust each other to handle their business on each side of the ball. So we'll kind of get into a similar conversation to what we had on the second episode of last week's show. So it should be a good, fun conversation to get through on the defensive side of the football. Matt, how are you today?
I'm doing great. It was nice to see the Bucks get a win yesterday, and I'm excited to kind of see how the rest of that series goes. But, you know, talking football, I think it's going to be a really fun episode to talk a little with Jimmy Leonard here.
Yeah, it's it was always good to see the Bucks win. I'm a little tired because I was in the Deer District late last night beyond when the game got over. I had probably one too many alcoholic beverages, but we power through and we persevere to talk some football. And I am excited to have this conversation because we've talked about positions a little bit, but we haven't talked really the defense as a whole too much this offseason. And we're getting closer and closer to college football season. I know myself, I was just, before we hopped on, was reading my Phil Steele preview magazine, so it's getting to be closer to that time of year, and I'm starting to get really excited for college football season because, you know, right now we're in a little bit of the doldrums of summer with the NBA, you know, wrapping up here soon. It'll be all baseball, but college football season will be here before we know it.
Oh yeah, no, it's always exciting, and yeah, football is getting there where in, you know, 15, 20 days here, we're looking at camp starting up, which is an exciting thing considering just how weird and off-kilter everything was last year.
Yeah, it'll be certainly nice to get back to a normal college football season and see how that all pans out. But before we get into some football conversations, let's talk about a little bit of news because we've got some big news around Jonathan Davis and Team USA. They went out and won gold, had an undefeated run in the World Cup tournament. Really about as great of an experience as you can ask for those players to go over and have some good competition, learn over almost the last month or so when you add in the tryouts and practice and all that. So I think Jonathan Davis, in terms of, you know, what he could have gained from it, I don't know if you could ask for much more. Got to learn. I think I watched a little bit of a couple games. He looks really confident in the shot. I know someone else on the Wisconsin Athletic Twitter sphere tweeted out that he looked a little bit smoother in his jump shot, and he looked to be playing pretty confident. And I know a couple of those games he probably would have wanted a better performance, but a couple other ones he played pretty well and really turned it on later. So great experience over there for him. What did you make of Jonathan Davis and Team USA picking up that big gold medal win?
It was very cool to, you know, an opportunity for him to really shine and be able to play at on that stage, especially in the international level. You know, in the seven games, he didn't, like, put up eye-popping stats, only about 4 points per game, a couple rebounds, and a couple assists. But when you look at the fact that he's the first Wisconsin Badger to win that gold medal since Sam Decker way back in 2012, that's good company for him to be in. And I really do think that he has a really strong trajectory, and I would expect him to make some nice gains this year as he's going to have to take on a much bigger role in the Wisconsin offense and defense going forward, you know, come this fall. So I think it's just a really cool experience for him, and I'm happy for him to have that opportunity. And now it's something to where you you know, you in the summer when you're normally training, it can sometimes get a little bogged down, a little monotonous when you're just putting up shots, you're getting your work in. But if you're really training, you're practicing, you're going to get some of the better basketball players across the country for your age bracket. That can really help you out. And like you mentioned, the confidence angle is huge in this for him, especially as a kid who, you know, he's never really had confidence issues. But at the same time, I think this is definitely going to be something that he can bring back to the team and an experience he'll never forget for the rest of his life.
No, I would have to imagine if you're a gold medal winner for your country, you wake up with quite a bit of confidence the next few days after and months after, and hopefully you can bring that confidence back to Wisconsin basketball, because I think it'd be really good for him in this role with him coming back to a team that is going to need a guy to be the number one scoring threat. And no offense to Brad Davison, but Jonathan Davis is that guy who can really step up and bring something to this team. And I think this will only allow him to be more confident and come back, as he's not just a player on the team or player in the rotation. I think he's got a chance to really be that guy that you go to and you play through. And this should certainly help him as he moves forward in that position.
Yeah, I would assume so.
All right. Up next, we don't have any more news. It's kind of light. Like I said, it's the middle of summer in July right now, so not a ton going on. The recruiting has slowed down a little bit, but I think this is an interesting question from one of our readers, Tampa Badger fan, in terms of recruiting. He asked, any word out there where UW is with Saeed's replacement and the recruiting department overhaul? Seems like a long time to keep such an important role open. And I think that's a great point. When you look at it, it's been a while now where the recruiting department with Saeed Khalif and others have moved on, and it's something that I understand the football program, you probably don't want to rush into someone, and maybe right now it's just, you know, recruiting was going on a fury pace and you were just trying to get through it, but now it's slowing down and it's kind of an interesting spot where Wisconsin's at, because that is a very important role. You talk about recruiting being a lifeblood of a program, to not have someone kind of being in that department, in that big structure that Saeed Khalif took on, is certainly head-scratching a little bit. So what do you make of that situation? Is it a little bit confusing to you that there hasn't been at least what seems like progress toward filling that open role?
Yeah, I mean, I think most people would be excited if there was a new hire here soon. But we know, like, Wisconsin, there's a lot of red tape to get through, a lot of, you know, slow processes to work through at the organizational level. So I think part of it is you're also looking at everybody who was there. It was all hands on deck for the month of June because everything was so chaotic. They were just trying to land as many guys as they could, you know, try to put their best foot forward. I know Eric Johnson has kind of helped out in a lot of ways with that. He has experience with that after spending a lot of time in that role at Iowa for many years. He might not bring kind of the flash or the, you know, that ambiance that Saeed Khalif brought, but I do think that overall there's going to be a hire. They're going to bring in some analysts and some people who are going to be working in that recruiting department to you know, round it out. You look across the country, everybody's got a recruiting staff. And Wisconsin just got hit really hard. They lost, you know, their top three people all left, two to Michigan State and one to Notre Dame. So I think that's going to be something where it's going to take a little time. But some point this summer, I would expect, before things ramp up here in the next 2 weeks, I would think that they're going to have somebody hired. And who knows if they make an announcement. I don't think so. If you remember back, it wasn't something to where, like, there was a big announcement when they even hired Khalif, right? Like, it's something where in these roles, they're going to hire somebody, but it might not be front page news. You just got to keep refreshing that, you know, 2021 football coaching staff, webpage. But I did find it interesting that they did hire, a new assistant strength and conditioning coach to, you know, kind of round out their staff there after they had everybody kind of pop up one with Snead moving up to the director position. And the guy they have, Devin Woodhouse, used to be a Chiefs assistant in the strength and conditioning arena, which is, I mean, that's pretty damn good if you're looking at places to pull from. And if you look at their staff in general, most of those guys who are in there are former NFL guys. Kyle Koskinen, who was with the Badgers and played with the Badgers, and then John Graves, who's been with Wisconsin forever and is just a freaking mountain of a human. So I think that overall, things are going to move slow, but I do think that it is an incredibly important position that will have to be figured out. But I do think that just how chaotic everything had to be in June for the staff really made it so that that wasn't necessarily on the top of the to-do list. When you have camps, you've got recruiting, all just steaming forward, and you had players getting back on campus for workouts and stuff.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think the pace of what June was for the recruiting department, maybe they didn't have time, and you don't want to necessarily rush something. And the top priority in that position and in filling that position is making sure that you're giving all the attention to these possible recruits that are eventually going to possibly make a commitment. And, of course, Wisconsin, for being all hands on deck and being a little bit shorthanded and kind of scrambling, did a pretty damn good job. So I think now that the pace has slowed down a little bit, it still might take some time, like you said, but it gives you a chance to now breathe a little bit. I know there's still some big targets out there that Wisconsin will be certainly focused in on and going after, but you can hopefully go out and do your due diligence and make sure you get the right hire to take on that role, because like we said, it's a position that they need to have a strong, quality guy there to take it up, and you don't want to make a decision that is rushed or that you didn't have a chance to really go through all that red tape that you kind of mentioned. While I know sometimes it can be frustrating as a fan, it's important stuff that you want to make sure that you've got it right, because Wisconsin's done a really good job in recruiting these last few years, and if you get a strong hire there once again, I think it'll allow the recruiting that's gone up in trajectory to keep taking off in the right direction.
Yeah, I totally agree, man.
All right. Well, why don't we get our ad reads out of the way here quick, and then we'll hop into our defensive talk focused on Jim Leonard and the Wisconsin Badger defense. All right. So like I said at the top, guys, we focused in last episode on the Wisconsin offense under Paul Chris, now that he is, of course, taking back the reins of the quarterback room and taking back the reins as the offensive play caller. And today we're going to kind of balance that out and talk some defense, because I think while Jim Leonard isn't necessarily stepping into a new role, I know, of course, he's handing off the secondary to in the quarterback's room to Hank Poteet, I think it's still somewhat of adjustment, like I said at the beginning, where Jim Leonard's kind of the head up of the defense, Paul Chris is the head up of the offense, and they work off of each other, yin and yang. Of course, Paul Chris is the head coach making those decisions, but I think it's gotten to the point where Jim Leonard, as one of the top defensive coordinators in college football, where Paul Chris has that level of trust in him that he can focus in and put more time and do a little bit more on the offensive side of the ball. So I think Jim Leonard is maybe not just stepping into any sort of new title, but maybe a little bit of adjustments in terms of his position. So I know we're a little bit biased, but I think Jim Leonard is one of the best defensive coordinators in the country. So in terms of what he's done since he's taken back over, of course, the Wisconsin defense was strong before him, but it seems like they've elevated themselves to a new level of really quality defense. So what do you think that he's done differently in your eyes to kind of raise that level of the quality that Wisconsin defense has been putting out?
I think one of the big things about him is he's a very cerebral person. Like, he's very, very smart. And so was Aranda, who came, well before him, as was Justin Wilcox. There's a reason that both of those guys are head coaches at pretty big programs across the country right now. But I really think what has been nice about Leonard is he is able to teach everybody around him, and really break it down in away from coach speak and more to actually being able to break every little nuance down so that players know what they're responsible for and be able to, succeed in that arena. But then beyond that, understanding who the players he has, his personnel, and being able to mold the defense based on it. when Wisconsin hasn't had the ability to get after the quarterback, he sat his cornerback a little bit more. Last year it was a little bit more bend but don't break than you saw when they had those pass rushers the year prior, and he was able to let loose a guy like Chris Orr, a guy like Zach Bond. So I think that he's really adaptive to his personnel. He also uses a lot of different fronts. He's very multiple in his what he does week in and week out based off of competition, which you look across the country and that's not always the case. A great instance is Don Brown. You look at Michigan. Don Brown is really, really good with his attacking style when he's got two really good corners and he's got a couple edge rushers. When he doesn't have that, like last year, they had two edge rushers, but then they didn't have the cornerbacks. They had two cornerbacks go down, and they were screwed. That defense got absolutely thrashed because he didn't take his foot off the pedal. He continued to try to do the exact same thing and didn't make adjustments. That's not something that we've seen from Jim Leonard. He has shown a willingness to change what he's doing based off of what's working. I think you look at the adjustments he usually makes, that's something that I really think jumps out. You look at that bowl game against Wake Forest, they were crushing the Badgers with those slants over the middle on just the little flare outs. Mm-hmm. And eventually Wisconsin was like, all right, we're not going to let you just read option us down the field, play in and play out. And they made changes. They dropped their linebackers in there. They've tightened those gaps and they made the necessary changes, and you saw what happened. So I think those are a couple of the things that I see that differentiate Leonard from a lot of people. And that doesn't mean that a lot of other places don't do that as well. But Wisconsin also has a defense that is set up and the recruits and athletes to make it work that blend what he's doing.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head with the ability for him to make adjustments and play to the strengths that he has. Now, Wisconsin has certainly taken off and done a lot better recruiting-wise in years past and in his time, and there's been a lot more talented players that have started to come through the doors there. But even with that, Jim Leonard has been able to play to the guys that he has on the roster, and I think that's so important in college football. I think Don Brown's a great example of it, where if you've got the guys that fit your structure and what you want to do, great. But if all of a sudden that doesn't work, how do you make adjustments to still put out a team and a defense that you feel is pretty strong? And I think Jim Leonard is so talented in the stuff that he knows on the defensive side of the football that he can do that and he can make those adjustments quickly. And it's not just a week-to-week thing. He can make in-game adjustments. I think he makes in-game adjustments as quickly as he needs to. Maybe it takes the team and the players a little bit longer, but I think Jim Leonard's, like you just mentioned, a cerebral guy where he can, he's played at the highest level. He's really done a good job at coaching and taking over at the college level. He just knows the game so well that he can tweak things and make adjustments as he needs to. So there's no doubt that certain guys, Dave Aranda had a great defense and his approach was a little bit different. Justin Wilcox had a really great approach and his defense was a little bit different. But Jim Leonard can take, I think, multiple phases of a lot of different things and make those adjustments and apply them to the players. And I think the other point that you brought up is the coach speak. He seems like a guy that he really has the back of all their players, not just the defensive guys. He seems like a guy that they can go to and talk to and say, hey, coach, this is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm comfortable with. This is what I struggle with. And Jim Leonard can make adjustments to put them in the right spot. Because most of the time with Wisconsin's defense, you don't see a lot of guys out of position. And I think that's part of the credit to the work that it takes in the practice and him just getting to these guys and making sure to spread the message that he wants and make the adjustments that they need to. So I think all of that adds to and helps out the defense to really take them to a strong level that we've seen from Wisconsin defense in the past. But again, they seem like they're a step above from where they were before.
Yeah, I mean, there has been no letdown under his watch. And I do think that there's a reason that Paul Chryst felt comfortable reestablishing himself and really taking ownership of the offense, because he feels like Leonard can run everything on the defensive end and that they have a really strong rapport and trust factor there.
Do you think it's kind of gotten to the point with Jim Leonard now that you don't, I mean, you always worry about personnel. You look at who the starters and the guys back, and you always dive in and say, okay, this guy's gone. That's a big loss. But I think under Jim Leonard, it's getting to the point where you almost don't worry about personnel losses as much as you might at other programs across the country, because his philosophies and what he's got installed seems to work so well. And granted, like, again, part of that comes back to recruiting. They've started to recruit some better players, and that game has certainly taken off. But I think Jim Leonard, in terms of his philosophies that he's teaching these guys, it seems like year in and year out, you're going to expect Wisconsin to have a defense that is pretty solid. Is that kind of the same way you look at it, is that personnel losses, while they may hurt a little bit, you still feel comfortable just because you have Jim Leonard and his philosophies to fall back on?
Yeah, I would agree with that to a certain extent. I think overall, when you look at just the scheme itself, it's tailored really nicely to what Wisconsin can bring in. Like, year in and year out, Wisconsin, it has struggled. When Wisconsin was a 4-3 defense, you noticed, hey, they have really talented linebackers. Every once in a while, you could get a couple defensive ends that could make some nice plays, like an O'Brien Schofield. But you also had it where there was times when it just didn't feel like they got the pass rush that you wanted. They switched to that 3-4 where, hey, you don't have the ability to bring in the top defensive linemen. I mean, Keanu Benton, some other guys that they've got, you know, like that J.J. Watt guy, are really talented. But for the most part, when you look at where the top-tier defensive linemen are coming from, it's from the South. Whereas you can get a lot of really, really good linebackers from the Midwest, and that's something that Wisconsin has cleaned up on and done really well. And you get athletes that you can build into these outside linebackers and inside linebackers that used to play running back or whatever. So I think that's one big thing, is that Wisconsin has, when you look at it, if you've got four linebackers, I mean, that's a third of your defense, over a third of your defense is at a position where you recruit really, really well. And I think that that helps them in a lot of ways to kind of not have to worry about some of that churn that happens. But I still think that having dynamic playmakers, where there's that one or two guys where you look at and you're like, big time play happens and he is going to absolutely go out there and kick some ass. And I don't know if they always have had that last year. I think that they didn't necessarily have that at all times. You had Chris Orr and Zach Bond the year prior to that, and that was a huge loss. Like, that wasn't something that they were able to make up for. So while I think that, yes, their scheme gets them in a position where they're going to be great, and Jim Leonard's mind can help them out with how they disguise some of their coverages and what they do, I still think that in the end, you still have to have the, you know, the Joes out there that you can trust and that are going to be able to make the plays that are 50-50 balls, and that you get the break because you just are more talented. And so I think that it's, you know, it's a double-edged sword, and I really think that Jim Leonard deserves the benefit of the doubt, but it's also about having guys make plays. And last year we didn't see that quite as much as we had seen in the past.
Yeah, I think his terms of scheme and philosophy, it gets you to be a pretty good defense year in and year out. But when you really got the guys and the athletes that you can plug in there to execute those schemes, is what takes you to those really strong, you know, top five defenses that you're used to seeing from Wisconsin. And maybe we've gotten lucky a little bit with just, you know, having, you know, really strong defensive years year in and year out, and maybe a little bit spoiled that expectations on that defensive side of the ball are so high. But when you have that sustained success that you can always lean on and be pretty good, and also maybe get to a great elite level, that's what it comes with the fan base that way, maybe being expecting a little bit more from what you see on the defensive side of the ball. But in terms of last year, I think it's kind of crazy. I was looking at the total defense stats in college football. I did not remember, because Wisconsin's defense, again, they were good at times last year. They weren't, I think, as great as the units of years past, you know, the Chris Orr year, Zach Bond, those guys. Really, that defense was something else. But last year, still top five defense in terms of total defense, and a lot of the same names are back. So you would expect them to be a really strong unit once again. But I think we've already kind of touched on a little bit, the pass rush might be the answer here, but if there's something that Leonard is focusing in on trying to improve, is it getting those sack numbers and pass rush numbers up because the defense is so relying on it, or is it something else in your eyes?
I think it has to be that and turnovers. I mean, turnovers are something that it's hard to put your finger on and be like, yes, that's what we're going to practice that and we're going to get better at that. A lot of that just is luck. A lot of that is putting yourself in a good position and then being opportunistic. But I definitely think the pass rush and being able to generate that is going to be a big thing, because that does lead to turnovers. It leads to sacks. It leads to strips. It leads to better opportunities for your corners, your safeties to make plays on the ball. So I think that is definitely the area that they need to improve upon. I mean, if you look at last year is such a crapshoot, but you look at it in terms of they played 7 games last year. In the games where they had an interception, they won every one of them. In the games where they didn't get an interception, they lost every one of them. And that's an overly simplistic way to look at it, right? But at the same time, it is indicative of the game and the flow that Wisconsin wasn't able to create those big plays that shifted momentum against Northwestern, Indiana, Iowa, and that hurt them in the end. You look at that Wake Forest game, 4 interceptions, and that absolutely changed the entire complexion of that game. So I think that that's something that Jim Leonard needs to really, focus on. And I know that the players are focusing on that. That was something that they had talked about going into the bowl game, was that they wanted to get more pressure, that they wanted to get make more plays. This is a team that had number 100 out of all of the FBS schools in getting sacks last season, and that's just not good enough. 1.57 sacks for a team that, just the year prior, and really just years in general prior, were doing so much better than that. I mean, 100 out of 127 teams in FBS is not good enough when you're trying to have the goals that Wisconsin does. So I think that is definitely the area that they want to improve upon, because you look at it, and I do think that part of the reason that this defense maybe didn't have the stats that they had the year prior was also because they were on the damn field more often, because the offense was constantly punting. But still, they were top 5 in third down conversions, in number 9 in scoring defense. This is still a really good defense, and I do think that they're going to do a better job this year at getting to the cornerback, and I think a large part of that is the development of some of the younger outside linebackers.
Yeah, I think that will really be the group that you want to watch for and see where this defense could really take off that way. I think in terms of the Wisconsin defense, with the stats and what you need to be better at, sacks is definitely the one that you look to. And even just, if you've ever looked at the Action Network, they do a havoc rating, which is essentially tackles for loss, interception, fumbles, pass defended, and sacks divided by the number of plays. And you can usually get a pretty good picture of what defenses are ones that cause a lot of havoc. And Wisconsin, a couple years ago, was always towards the top, top 5 teams there. This past year, they were, 29th in defensive havoc rating. So, again, not bad, but not to the level of Wisconsin. And when you look at what Wisconsin wants to do, that's essentially what they're going for, is sacks and pressure and turnovers off of those. And if they're not executing those, you'll have a defensive unit that, again, is pretty good and okay. And will, if you've got an offense that keeps them off the field, will get you plenty of stops. But can they take that to the next level and be an elite defense that is, the Wisconsin defense of a couple years ago, that was just incredible to watch. It seemed like they were in the right spot at the right time every play, and the opposing offense just had absolutely no luck. So getting those numbers up again, whether it comes from the sacks or the turnovers, a combination of both is going to be really crucial. And like you said, part of that comes from that outside linebacker room getting a little bit more, the defensive line continuing to eat up those blocks to open those passes up for them, because and also, like you said, the offense, being on the field a little bit more, because that is a great point and a great addition to the defensive conversation, is that those guys were out there and trying to keep this team last year in games and trying to win games. Essentially, you were just hoping for a pick six or a turnover in favorable field position to set the offense up, because they just couldn't do anything, and the fatigue certainly set in a lot of different ways. So I think the focus has to be, and for Jim Leonard, that's his philosophy. I think at the core of him is getting those pressure and those turnovers, but those numbers are certainly going to be something that he's going to look to try and improve on this upcoming year.
Yeah, and really, you look at the defense, the vast majority of players are back. Like, this is very much a very similar defense to what it was last year. You lost a couple of guys. You lost Loudermilk. You lost Rand. You lost Burrell. You lost Wild Goose. But the rest of your defense is pretty well intact, and you had a lot of kids getting a lot of early reps there. I mean, you look at it, Leo Chenal was a kid who the year prior had gotten some playing time, had played some big-time football as a true freshman, but he still was only playing his second year of football with the Badgers at the collegiate level. I think he's going to take a big step. You look at some of their outside linebackers. C.J. Getz hadn't played a whole bunch at outside linebacker. Spencer Lytle hadn't played a whole bunch at outside linebacker. This is a team that I think will have some big steps on the defense. I mean, really, Nick Herbig could explode next year. So I think that there's a lot of really good things here for the defense, and I think that should help them out as long as they can stay away from injuries and can get after the quarterback.
Yeah, I think that part is so crucial. And I think last year, some of the growing pains and maybe not being as stout as those Wisconsin defenses of the past may allow this defense to really take off with, A, just getting back to a normal year and you know, not starting and stopping and being away from each other, not knowing when you're going to practice and play. You know, we all know that had an effect, but I think this team has a really good chance to get back to normal and have a lot of these guys that played in that weird year, persevered through that, and take that next step. So I'm excited to see what this defense can do, and I do think the numbers will be better than where they've been at or where they were at last year, despite, you know, being not as great of a year as they're used to seeing. But switching gears here, because I know we talked a little bit about Paul Chris and the recruiting side of things. I think that's maybe one area that Jim Leonard, I think we focused so much on him being a really damn good defensive coordinator that maybe we don't talk about his recruiting aspect as much. And, I mean, as the face of the Badger defense, he's really upped that recruiting game on that side of the ball. So how do you feel he's fared? I know he's not always the guy that's going in there, you know, at every single position. But, again, he's the face of that Wisconsin defense. He's on the phone. He's making that pitch. And eventually you want to say, I want to go play for Wisconsin and play for Jim Leonard and play in that defense. So he's landed some big names. You know, Hunter Waller, Braylon Allen was, of course, a defensive recruit that's going to start at running back. But how do you think he's fared so far as being in that recruiting side, as being the head of that Wisconsin defense?
I think he's doing some nice things. I mean, he's not one of their top recruiters. He's not nearly as active as some of the other guys. He really does focus on specific players that usually are within his position areas, or in that Florida region where he has recruited fairly well at in the past using some of his former relationships. But I just think, really, you look at this 2021 class, the one that they just completed, the kids just got onto campus. You're seeing their workout videos, Braylon Allen throwing around some insane weights. But I think a lot of people talked about the offensive line haul of Rucci, Benchwall, Malman, and Braylon Allen gets a lot of attention as well in that class. But I just think if you look at the defense of who they brought in, that's what really jumps out to me. You've got a four-star edge in TJ Bowlers. You've got a game-breaking safety in Hunter Waller potentially. And then you've got all those linebackers. I mean, they brought in a glut of linebackers. Darryl Peterson, Jake Ratzlaff, Brian Sanborn, Ayo Edebogen. Those guys are all really talented players that I think can help this defense out and are very multiple in what they can do. Jake Chaney, a kid who they've already said positive things about after spring ball. And then a couple cornerbacks that I think are really, really talented and have really good length in Ricardo Hallman as well as Al Ashford. Both those guys had a lot of offers at the cornerback position. So I think when you look at it, the trajectory of their overall recruiting has gone, you know, aligned with what they've been doing overall. But I just think last year's recruiting class is underrated in terms of the defense. I think the defensive haul outweighs the offensive haul from last year in a lot of ways. If you don't take into account those offensive linemen, which obviously 3-4-star offensive linemen is hard to not take into account. But really, I think really what they did in bringing in that defensive core, and they hit every position around. I know they only brought in one defensive lineman in Mike Jarvis, but I think he's going to be a kid who can make some nice plays too. So I think overall they did some really good things. And Jim Leonard is involved with a lot of those kids when they come on. They're talking with him. They're going through film with him. But he's not going to be the guy who's really selling it other than that safety position. And I think he is a guy that's going to be able to get in rooms and help them out majorly in terms of that safety position. And that's already paid dividends. Look at Austin Brown. I think they don't get a kid like Austin Brown if it's not for Jim Leonard being the safety coach. He ranted and raved about having the opportunity to be under Leonard. So Leonard is that experience, the name helps them immensely on the recruiting trail. And I think that defensively they're doing some good things under his watch.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. The point you made about last year's class in terms of the guys that they got is certainly underrated. You look at the four, the big star linemen, and Wisconsin's done so well in those, but the guys that they pulled on the defensive part, and maybe that attention will start to get there now that we're going to start seeing some of those guys possibly work into the rotation and playing a little bit more, and all of a sudden you're going to start, you've seen some of those videos, but once you start seeing them on the field, I think you'll start to look at, maybe down the road, you'll look at that class and go, whoa, that is a really strong group that maybe didn't get as much of attention and really started to up the recruiting game on that defensive side of the ball. So I think, like you said, the name helps, and it's really allowed this Wisconsin defense to up their game on the recruiting trail on that side of the ball. So I'm really excited to see what these next few groups can do there, because the attention always goes to the linemen and the running backs that they've landed in years past before that. But the defensive recruiting is certainly keeping up pace. And Jim Leonard's not the main guy, going in there and making those pitches. But again, that name carries a lot of weight, and I think it's allowed them to really hone in and land some quality recruits that are going to be fun to watch for years to come.
Yeah, and, just to kind of wrap things up, I think we talked about the Badgers need to do better at getting to the quarterback, creating turnovers, doing that. And a big reason of that is because what we've been kind of spoiled, right? We've seen what this defense has looked like, the four seasons under his watch previous to that. And you look at last year was not on Leonard and not on that defense. That defense did everything that they needed to do to win games. The three games they lost, they gave up an average of 16.3 points a game. That should win you your football games night in and night out if you've got any semblance of an offense. And Wisconsin didn't in those three games because they were going up against three other teams who had very good defenses. But you look at that defense overall, and they were phenomenal all season long. They gave up around that 17-point mark on the season. So I think if they can keep that and the offense takes a big step, you could see a much improved team next year. But it would be nice to see some of those different pieces. Jim Leonard is not going to get complacent. He wants to improve that defense, and he's probably already got that circled for his team to get turnovers to get after the quarterback, because he knows that how big of a trickle effect that can have for the rest of the defense and just the team in general to spin momentum their way and help out the offense.
Yeah, I mean, again, it was a very, very good group that played really well. And of course, they didn't win enough games to maybe get the credit that they deserve. But again, spoiled factor. You know how much better this Wisconsin defense can get to when they're really clicking on all cylinders. That way, I expect them to be much closer to that standard, that high standard that fans, that we all hold them to once again this year in a much more normal year, and some guys with more experience under their belt. So. All right, guys, that wraps up another episode of the podcast. Later in the week, we'll do our dream road trip. I know last year we did that, where we picked a game to go to each week. So it'll be a fun little exercise that we'll get to once again for this upcoming season. Always a fun time doing that one. So get ready. Maybe start looking at your list, because once you start doing the exercise, it's a lot of fun. And you catch yourself looking at all these different scenarios. So we'll have that for you later in the week to wrap up another week of the podcast. As always, thank you for listening on Wisconsin.